You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Go. All right, winter a go-go here in the show in this icy, chilly day. Wow.
It's super cold
out
there.
No one ever thought it would get this cold. Okay, I'm speaking for myself. I did not think this was going
to
happen.
Well, we just talked to a climatologist yesterday who said it was going to happen. Why didn't you believe her?
You don't believe in climatologists anymore.
What are you talking about?
You hate weather. You hate the whole thing, the whole industry.
I wouldn't say hate.
You were celebrating when Trump went after Noah. You know, it's just... No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's not true at all.
You know, we have defended here in this program wind chills
I know.
And feels like temperatures.
Right, we have.
We have defended that, and we have stuck with it. And we weren't kowtowing to the edicts of saying, oh, well, no one cares about those things anymore. Well, not here.
We were done kowtowing a long time ago. Kowtowing's off of my radar.
Kowtowing.
I don't know what that means. But, okay. Yeah. It's,
well, if I had the AI glasses, I would ask.
You could ask. Why didn't you bring them today?
Oh, do you not have them?
No, I don't have them today.
He's given up on them. Not he's sending it back.
That's why I volunteered to do it today. I wanted to see the AI glasses.
Well.
Well, you know, the thing is, I had a little problem with them. I did get some tech support on it, but I haven't tried what they have suggested that I do with the glasses.
Does the tech support come through the glasses?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
That wouldn't help. That would not help.
It's a problem. Well, right now, here in Madison, where we're broadcasting from our headquarters here, 10 below zero is the actual air temperature. But again, wind chill.
Yeah.
Again, feels like temperature, 27 below with the light wind out of the northwest.
That's the real weather.
It's really cold out there.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking earlier about, do you want me to go outside and demonstrate how cold it is? I've soaked one of our John and Gordy official t-shirts in water.
I did not know that.
And I squeezed out the excess water, but it's still really wet. And I put it on a hanger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go outside and stand there for a couple of minutes and see how long it takes to freeze.
All right. We could do that during the commercial break at 20 after.
How's okay, that? Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. I don't want you to get away from the program here.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
We need your input.
He's skipping out on his job.
I'll do it. I'll go out on the short break and stand out there and we'll see what happens.
Everybody values inside. Your point of view. We want to hear what you're thinking.
Give you the special John Gordy signal here. I always have to be careful because we have cameras now.
That's true. I wish you'd come up with a different John and Gordy signal.
We'll workshop that.
Yeah.
We'll spitball that at the next meeting.
We'll do that. Okay. All right, here, let's go to another. This is the right wing, basically, trashing Jack Smith. Why don't we listen to Cut 325?
All right.
They didn't tap it, though. No. It's not like that.
It wasn't illegal.
Oh, God.
Forthwith.
Oh, well, that's important. Oh, no. Well, I'm sure that's not it.
That's...
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, if you If you pursue Trump, then you should be in prison. We have a lot of people in prison, right? Just, I mean, lock them all up. Lock all the enemies up. That doesn't say dictator to anybody, does it? Mm. Aren't these guys afraid of that part of it?
I don't know.
I wish they would be anyway. Now, here is some released information. This just came out. It is Jack Smith deposition that has been released, the video of it. I want to play this selection here. He was asked a very important question. Let's listen to his answer. There you go. Mm. So kind of ties in with the right-wing media talking about it.
Throw them in jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I found this clip, and it kind of stuck with me. I heard it, and I pursued it, and I found it. It's really important because we know that Trump backtracked on a lot of the threats that he made, right?
Mm-hmm.
The taco president.
Mm-hmm.
So he backtracked, and this is one of those backtracks. This is just an amazing comment right here, and this is something that is going to stay with the U.S. for a long, long time after Trump. But he set us up for this, and he admitted it. Let's listen to cut 313, and here it is. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what you set up for us. You burned some bridges, and I really wouldn't doubt that NATO nations would kind of not exactly volunteer to help us.
Right now.
If we ever have a need for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all came to our aid during 9/11.
They did.
You know? They all pitched in.
I mean, the world
in.
Came together.
Yes.
With the U.S.
Right. But now, it's a different story.
This is just outrageous. Anyway, I thought that that cut really stuck with me for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about health care. There were hearings on health care in the House. This is just incredible stuff. They talked to all these CEOs of the major insurance companies out there. And I didn't even know some of this. I didn't know that these major insurance companies, four or five of them, own almost every aspect of our healthcare system.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Yeah, this is real.
Very few.
Now, this is kind of a summation of it. It requires a little visual here, but you can visualize it when this guy asks for everybody to raise their hands because everybody raises their hand on this. So let's listen to cut 315. All right, there it is. That's pretty pretty shocking to me because, you know, we're talking of maybe having universal health care where the government is the insurer and everybody has the same insurance policy. Everybody can go to the doctor, any doctor of their choice, anytime they want, any hospital is their hospital. I mean, that's a great system. And you never have a bill. You never have medical bankruptcies. Mm-hmm. We're pushing that.
Right. But
little did I realize that actually they've divided it up five or six ways here between the major insurance companies, which own the hospitals, the doctors, the drug prices. Mm. This is so outrageous, so outlandish that this should, I don't know, people should be very upset about this. This should be the page one story.
Mm.
But I think AOC kind of put it best here in this little summation that she put together when she was talking about all this healthcare dominance by CVS. Let's listen.
Yeah.
I think, in fact, you all said on the call that
a fully engaged member unlocks sizable value for payers and CVS Health. So the health insurance gets a cut, the pharmacy benefit manager gets a cut, the drug manufacturer gets a cut, and the patient gets screwed.
Mm-hmm. And it's about time we really start focusing on exposing the problem that we have with healthcare in this country. It's privatized, and it's a industry for profit.
Yeah.
So why do we make a profit off of people's health? Why do we do that? It's ghoulish. It's outrageous. No other country in the world does it that way. They have their own universal healthcare systems out there. They may be based on private industry. They may also may provide it, you know, for free and whatever. But they have also other different areas that they have dealt with that we could use here in this country to bring the price of healthcare down as well. And the whole thing for me is that if we don't start discussing it as we are discussing it here because of this hearing and showing that there are like five or six healthcare insurance companies that own the business of healthcare in this country, why not take it away from these people and have our own system, the government, our system, yours and my system, provide the insurance so it's fair. The government can negotiate prices downward for care that you get and for drugs that you get.
And we can get all those five together and just buy them out. Just put them together and get rid of the executives.
Or get rid of most of them and have one of them kind of manage the system for us.
Yes.
Right?
Might be some way of doing that.
All right.
All right. 19 past the hour. We're back with more of John and Gordy. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's John and Gordy in the afternoon, and Gordy is making out on the street as we speak. He's got a wet T-shirt. He's not wearing it. That'd be kind of interesting.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, go ahead.
That would be stupid.
Oh, yes.
No.
All right.
Do you see me on the camera?
I do see you on the camera. Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody who is watching it right now as they're driving and watching YouTube or Facebook or wherever else it might be found, you can be seen at the corner of the street there at the intersection.
Yep. Hello.
Can you hear us?
There? We're... How's it going?
He's just talking to a pedestrian.
Isn't this a nice T-shirt?
That's,
yeah, that's me on the right side of the T-shirt. Gordy. What's your name?
Jenny.
Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. kind of cold out here, don't you think? Okay, she's not talking to me.
You could ask her to wear the... I mean, you know, okay. We're trying to get rid of those T-shirts.
I mean,
well, I soaked the T-shirt in water, you know, just a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And the idea is I'm going to stand here for like 2 or 3 minutes and mm-hmm. see if it freezes up. And so far, yeah, it's already starting to freeze.
It is, okay.
And so am I.
All right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, all how right. long do you want to be out there, Gordy?
Yeah, what exactly you're I waiting think, for?
well, I'm, you know, it does seem like it's frozen up now, so I'm going to come back in. All right?
Yes.
It took only took it like, you know, 3 minutes.
Yeah, that was really quick.
Right?
Yeah.
Come I'm impressed.
On
in.
It's just a... All right.
I'm concerned.
All right. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
It was. You even talked to somebody out on the street.
The live man on the street has never been done before, I don't think. This is fantastic.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Why did she stop to talk to you in the first place? Because you look so unusual or holding a wet T-shirt out on the corner?
I think she thought I was going to try to sell her the T-shirt,
oh.
but I was not. And now I'm back inside. It's nice and warm in here.
We're used to it out on the streets of Madison. You know, people you know, just throwing T-shirts at you and trying to sell you something. So I get it.
All right, I'm coming up the stairs right now, so
all right.
hang on.
Yes.
I'll be in the studio here in about 10 seconds.
All right. We're going to get to another healthcare horror story here.
All right, well, hang on a second. Just making the curve.
No, I'm just saying, previewing it, we'll get to this right. story in just a few moments, but we have to really check that T-shirt to see if it's really frozen or not.
What do you think?
It is. It's stiff.
Is it frozen?
Yeah, it is frozen.
It is frozen.
The bottom is especially frozen, where all the water...
It's amazing, isn't it? Okay.
Well, okay.
Well, that went really well.
You know, I grew up in Wisconsin, where we're used to the cold. Now we've proven...
I can attest that is a little frozen. Wow, it's stiff.
Cold air does freeze water. There you go.
There you go.
It's I had my doubts. You know, I was listening to the Right Wing, and...
All right.
They almost had me convinced, but here we go.
Science live on John and Gordy.
Science.
I can testify it's really damn cold out there. Okay?
All right. Well, I'm glad you're back.
I don't know what that proved, but, you know, there you go.
All right.
Good bit of fun.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're still going, guys.
We're just watching.
Okay. I'm back.
All right.
What were you talking about?
Well, we're going to talk about healthcare right now. This is
another
big story. We don't have time for it, so we're going
to
move on
to
something else.
What do you think?
Oh, yeah, let's go
Matt
to Matt.
Matt has been patiently waiting.
He's probably on the street frozen by now.
Well, is he delivering mail or what's he doing? What are you up to, Matt?
Yes, I'm out on the street. I'm very cold, but I would rather be here freezing
mm-hmm.
than in a room having to have a conversation with a conservative MAGA at this point. I'd rather be burning. But I just want to make the comment, mm-hmm. you know, why do these MAGA conservative types just love being lied to? It's like they get off on it. And I think they would technically believe it at this point if Trump told them that water doesn't freeze, right?
Right, exactly.
They'd go outside and they'd have to try it themselves, and then they'd be dumbfounded that it actually froze, right? But about the NATO stuff, too, like, if we abandon NATO and we're all alone, who's going to come help us when Republicans start the next war, which they're technically doing right now? Not to mention how many people from Denmark actually died helping us in Afghanistan, Iraq, and whatever other war Republicans started.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, just bring that to people's attention that NATO has sacrificed soldiers for us many times now, and it's completely disrespectful and disgusting to have these MAGA pretend like they haven't helped us.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Matt, I do have a message from Denmark, and we'll be playing it just in a few moments here. It's posted by Canada Hates Trump.
So, hey, can I say one more thing, though?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. We got a minute here.
I saw this AI-generated meme out there that's hilarious. It shows Trump, Vance, and whoever else was standing in Greenland with the American flag.
Yes.
They made an AI video of them standing there, and then some polar bears come and eat them and drag them away.
Drag them away. I did see that yeah. one, yeah.
That's I loved right. it.
It was Trump, Rubio, and JD.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. they all get mauled by polar bears. Oh, yeah. God, I loved it.
I did. I
Have
did,
a good
too.
Day, guys.
All right, Matt, thank you.
Yeah, boy, some of these AI videos that now are out now are just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
They're so detailed and look so real.
I love the fact that it gives people an outlet and a comedic outlet as well. Some of these are pretty funny and good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 855-752-4842. We're going to take more of your phone calls. You can always text us on the Civic Media app, free to download, free to use. Just send us a message. We'll get it on the air. The Midwest Farm Report is next. Then we're back with more of John and Gordy.
John and Gordy in the afternoon, and we're talking health care, Jack Smith, so on and so forth. We've got a health care story coming up that comes home here to Wisconsin. I thought it was a really, really, really interesting plea from one of our representatives. So we'll get to that in just a moment.
It's but John and Gordy in the afternoon. Yeah, our phones are open right now, 855-752-4842.
Yeah.
Let's go to Waukesha. Richard is on the line. Good afternoon, Richard. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm kicking back here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, you know, other than the fact that, you know, with the insurance thing, there's that Carlyle group that's real involved with ownership of healthcare stuff. How many of these mega people were in the military? What are the... Like the records of all of these people in Washington, you know, that are in the administration there.
Mm-hmm.
How many of them that got elected were in the military?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. We'd have to do some digging on that. What?
I don't know either. That, you know, like I know the situation with the president, but what about all those other people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure there are military members. I mean, they ran on it. They showed their military garb in their campaign ads and shot at posters of Biden, so we know that some of them were in the military,
I'm sure, but I wonder if it's really a minute number, you know, of them.
I don't know.
And otherwise they're just in charge of the military?
Yeah. It's a fair question. So, but,
all right, Richard.
So that's it.
Yep. All right. Appreciate your call today. I want to get to this healthcare story. It's... you know, we've heard a lot of healthcare horror stories, and this is one of them that we might have heard here in Wisconsin. And you know, after you hear some of these horror stories, you think, well, if the Republicans still want to cut healthcare for, you know, people that need healthcare, low-income individuals need healthcare on Medicaid, and they want to go to a free market system where they can tell you to go hit the bricks, they don't want to pay for your health care, if they don't think you need the care that you think you need.
Mm-hmm.
After all of that, after hearing all the horror stories, you're still not moved by any of this. It's brutal. I don't know. This is about a 22-year-old from Wisconsin, Cole Schmidtnecht. He died of a severe asthma attack. You might have seen that story around because of the price of his inhaler skyrocketed from $66 to $539.
Right. Yeah, I remember something about this.
Yeah. Well, this is the Representative Smith from another state bringing it up on the floor. Let's listen.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today in honor of the late Cole William Schmidtnecht. Born in 2001 in La Crosse, Wisconsin, Cole was a 22-year-old who, according to his parents, Bill and Shannon, did life on his own terms. Cole was known to them as Mr. Independent. As a toddler, he walked himself into kindergarten. Bill and Shannon said that Cole always stood up for the little guy. Growing up, Cole had a love for gaming and enjoyed playing in video game tournaments. His mother, Shannon, said he had a lifelong curiosity and a hunger for knowledge. Cole had recently moved back to Appleton, Wisconsin to live with his best friend. In January of 2004, Cole went to the pharmacy to refill his steroid medication for his asthma, a medication he had taken for years. A Big Three pharmacy benefit manager had increased the price of Cole's daily asthma medication from around $35 to over $500. He was told that no generic drug would be covered by his insurance, and Cole was forced to choose
Wow. So yeah. Republicans essentially have accepted this as the norm in this country. It's shocking. These stories are horror stories.
Yes, they are.
And they are preventable. These are unnecessary happenings in this country. We should not put up with this.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah.
But instead, it is happening. Now, here's the other aspect to it. You know, there's a lawsuit by the family. Walgreens... the staff is being accused of not offering a cheaper alternative to the inhaler or contacting his physician, which they do. They give a call to the doctor's office for you at Walgreens and get a substitute, of course, recommended by the doctor. Alternatives would have cost about $5 copay, and that would have been it. He would have walked out with a with an inhaler at that point. Yeah. So there is a lawsuit, not to say anything bad about Walgreens, because they told me about a coupon that I could use for Paxlovid way back when.
Right.
It saved me about $1,600, I believe.
Yes.
So anyway, it's just there are incidents where things fall through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
The system doesn't work as well because it's so complicated. There's so many different aspects, so many things a person has to do to make it work. And that's that situation here where Walgreens kind of fell through the cracks on this one. They didn't do what they should have done to find out a lower cost inhaler. Maybe the child, Cole.
Yeah.
I know he's not a child, 22, but, our kids are always kids us.
Yeah.
But maybe, he walked away too soon, maybe didn't pursue it. A lot of times you have to be your own advocate when you're asking for drugs or asking for treatment. You really have to get out there and dig in and demand that you be seen by a physician or demand that somebody take care of you. You have to do that in order to get the care you need in this country, which is really bizarre.
Well, that's the main thing. I mean, there's so many hoops you have to jump through.
Yeah.
And there's no guide, there's no guidebook to being able to do that. Everybody seems like they're on their own. Mm-hmm. No matter what your insurance plan is, or even if you don't have insurance, or there's so many choices that you have to make, or so many things you need to find out to be able to find out if there's a coupon available for a particular drug.
Yeah.
I went through a similar thing trying to get Eliquis, which is a heart thinner blood thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And the price is extraordinarily expensive, but they had a coupon program that one of the pharmacies told me about. And, I had to track that back and then talk to a special clinic and all this, and you get a coupon rebate or something from the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah.
But to be able to find out about that, you need some guidance. You need some help to do that. And
it was
confusing and had to jump through a bunch of hoops.
See, you may have been lucky enough to have the internet.
Yes.
A computer to do that. Some people don't have internet, or at least that kind of internet where it takes a long time to get through to a website or something like that. Slow internet connections. You have to do a lot of research. A lot of people don't have time for that.
Right.
And I think that's what Republicans count on, is not having enough time to deal with the complicated aspects of healthcare. So it peels away a whole bunch of people that could use it. They think that's saving money,
It's
not saving lives. That's certainly true. This Paxlovid thing, I went to their website after I typed up this story. I thought, let's see what they're offering now. Are they offering you a coupon? They're offering a coupon, and you can fill this out, but you have to have insurance first. And then if you have, like, a government insurance program like Medicaid or Medicare or Veterans Health, you can't get the discount.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
So I can't figure out why that would happen.
Exactly.
That they would make it so complicated and so difficult to get at least some kind of break on this. If you have health care already, well, then you're okay, but you can't have this kind of health care.
Right.
I mean, this is the kind of complicated system we're stuck with in this country. And for some reason, we're not out there asking for universal health care. I don't get it.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
There's so many rabbit holes you have to go down before you find the right one. We've got some more calls coming in. 855-752-4842. And you can always text us on the Civic Media app. Let's go to Ollie, who's got a question or a comment. Good afternoon, Ollie. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, I have a comment that, like Walmart and any pharmacy, should be able to offer. They have those cards where, like, Drug Rx.
Yes. Familiar with that. Right.
That, and they should have really offered him that because he could have gotten a thing probably even cheaper than his $66 he was normally paying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it behooves every pharmacy to offer that card a card similar to that.
I think it's really difficult to keep track of the cards that you get. And I got some from my insurance company. I know Walgreens had a card that I could save and use. I got another card from Costco.
Yep.
You know, I've got so many cards for drug discounts.
Ideally, I go along with you on health care for all.
Yeah.
That would make it so much more simpler and cheaper for everybody in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
But in the cases that we have now, people shouldn't be afraid to ask if there's some way to get it lowered.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Be afraid to offer.
But you know what? Ollie, that's a learning experience as we go through life and, you know, we realize we were turned down or we realize later on, say, oh, gee, I wish I would have asked that. I wish I would have demanded that. But we don't, why should we wait for life experiences on that? Why not
just have
universal health care?
Unfortunately, I did health care for a long time and until I got sick and was unable to work and... So I've gone through the hoops on both sides and know that you need an advocate for you. But people also need to not be afraid to ask.
Right.
Well,
right.
What can you do? You know, can you do something better for me?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can you help me?
Yep.
Yep, you always have to do that. You have to be your own best advocate. Ollie, thank you for the call. And we have... Princess Kathy on the line right now. Princess Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, it's your friend, the Door Princess.
I remember you.
Hey,
yes, Kathy from Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, not speaking on behalf of Costco, though.
Okay. But you had an issue about a pacemaker,
that's right,
it sounds like.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I passed out in my basement.
Oh, no.
And it turns out I have a condition called heart block, which makes one chamber doesn't communicate with the other, so the whole thing just stops for a minute.
Mm-hmm. So Kathy, could you hold on? We want to hear your story.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, we'll be back with you in just a moment. We'll continue with our calls on John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
John and Gordy from the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin, broadcasting statewide, taking your calls today. We're talking about healthcare and in a crazy system that it is, a killer system that it also is. And we're talking to Kathy on the line right now, an old friend, and she had a issue with... a pacemaker, is that correct?
Yes. So I saw the surgeon. She recommended a device called a Micra, which is it's a smaller pacemaker about the size of a vitamin pill that just sits in the heart chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my heart would periodically stop, it would detect that and get things going again. So I knew that's what I was getting. The day of the appointment, I got a letter from SSM Health saying, we checked with your insurance and your estimated copayment for this is zero. And I thought, whoa, good deal.
Yeah, you know?
Right.
But after I got the pacemaker, which I named Stan, Stan anticipates my needs and he's always there for me. Anyway, I get Aetna Insurance denied $35,000 of a $70,000 bill because they said it was an experimental device.
Wow.
So I called them and I said, what's going on here? Nobody told me that. No one said anything like that. Turns out the doctor's office, I don't know, there was miscommunication somewhere. They got authorization for a standard pacemaker that it has a battery pack that sits under your skin in your chest, and then it has leads going into your heart. But, and I knew I was getting something different, but I, you know, how was I to know? They got the wrong authorization. So SSM recoded a bunch of stuff, you know, they play the game.
Yeah.
They still tried to stick me with, I think, a $4,500 surgeon fee.
Yeah.
So I wrote a letter to the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Wow.
I explained what happened. Mm-hmm. I did not give informed consent for this surgery because critical information about the cost was withheld. I don't think it was deliberate, but that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And someone at SSM read my legalese and must have thought, she's going to sue us. And I could have had a pretty big case when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they wrote off the surgeon's fee, and they also wrote off, I think, about $1,500 or $1,600 in copays that I wasn't even disputing just to make me go away.
Wow. Great. Man. You have to be that kind of advocate.
Yeah,
you really have
to push for yourself. Yeah.
Not everyone would know to do that.
No.
You know, that's the hard part. So many people just get taken advantage of because they don't know who to go to or what to do.
Well, sometimes they think the system is against them anyway, and they never be able to win, so they don't try. And sometimes, you know, they just don't have the time. You know, they have all these other things in their lives that they got to take care of, and this is something they can pursue when they have the time to do it, you know. I think we've all done
that's
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Kathy.
Well, Kathy, I'm glad it had a happy ending and that you're giving us a call and that bright, smiley face of yours can be seen every once in a while on Facebook.
And at Costco, too, right?
Yeah. And at Costco.
At Costco.
Guess what I'm doing tonight, you guys?
What's that?
Lot security.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of cold out there.
I sit in my car and watch the building after closing to make sure the employees get to their cars safely.
Oh, so, good for you. That's.
Oh, I'm counting the minutes till I get to go.
Well, have fun. Okay?
All right, Kathy.
All right, Kathy.
Thanks for that call.
And let's go to Wisco Paul now. What do you got for us, Wisco?
Good afternoon, John and Gordy.
Hey.
I just wanted to mention the Affordable Care Act, which was passed many years ago. Because the Democrats passed that, a group known as the Tea Party went nuts.
Yes.
The Democrats lost the Senate and the Congress because of that.
Yep.
Trying to help people.
They sacrificed their careers there. Yeah.
Yes, and it was a big deal. But the Democrats did lose power because of it. And since then, you haven't been able to get much done. There's a lot of fear out there. I hate to mention the guy's name, but Trump tried to get rid of it, and he had his own plan, but he really didn't have a plan. It's a sad situation for healthcare. I'll tell you another thing. Citizens United, if I get that right, that unleashed all the – nobody even knows where it's all coming from, and politics has just turned into a – it's just a cesspool, and – I don't know how you're going to get anything done when unlimited amount of money flow to these politicians.
Yeah.
And the sad part is you had a plan, the Affordable Care Act. All you had to do is sit down and make it better.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
No. And so I get pretty frustrated with this. And one other thing. Joe Biden had the Inflation Reduction Act, which reduced drug prices for a lot of
people. It did,
Yeah. But, I don't know.
Well, you know what? Trump is taking credit for that right now, for the drugs that are already reduced. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yep. It's an amazing thing. But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
All right. I appreciate that, Wisco Paul. Of course, we mentioned the other day that they did lower the price of like 9 drugs, and there'll be more in the future, but mm-hmm. then they raised the price of about 350 drugs, dramatically yeah. raised the price of those drugs. So they're not losing money. In fact, they're making money just by discounting just a few to keep us happy out here.
Mm-hmm. We've got more calls coming in, but we have news straight ahead, and we'll take more of your phone calls at 855-752-4842 mm-hmm. or text us on the Civic Media app. News, sports, weather straight ahead. Then the final hour for this Friday of John and Gordy coming up after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.